Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 17 lwezi 2017 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, abalwa impi yenkululeko lamhla baphe uMongameli Mugabe ilanga elilodwa ukuthi achiye isikhundla njalo aphume aphelele elizweni.
Funa ukukhanyisa ingani into zonke zimi kuhle khona kunjani. Yikho thina sisithi ungazitheli imanga, ungaziyela zonke lesi sikhathi ezitshela ukuba lokhu eselamandla. Bekela leli lizwe liswanakala, echiya uhlanya lomkakhe lomkhokhela.
Umongameli Robert Mugabe ubonakala okwakuqala emkhosini wokugcotshwa kwezifundi eziphutshe izifundo ekolitshini leZimbabwe Open University. Lamhla kuza Friday lomculi weZimbabwe osehlala kwele South Africa uBothwell Nkomo owazakala ngegama lokuthi bekezela. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Umongameli Robert Mugabe ubonakale okwakuqala emkhosini wokugcotshwa kwezifundi eziphutshe izifundo zazo ekolejini leZimbabwe Open University wenzelwe eHeathcliff selokhu abezomvikela baqala ukumlondoloza esemzini wakhe. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Bathi singabakhathazi lesi sehlakalo, siphathisa ukufakaza emhlabeni wonke ukuba akekho ohluthune amandla njengalokho okuchiwoyo. Umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yabalwa impi yenkululeko eyeZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association, umnumzana Christopher Mchwangwa, uchaze isenzo sikaMugabe njengokuziyenga ukuba yonke into emi kahle empilweni yakhe esazimhlophe ukuba akunjalo.
He is defying the population, trying to give a semblance of normality when things are not normal.
Weyisa uzulu, kufuna kukhanyisa ingani into zonke zimi kuhle khona kunjani. Yikho thina sisithi ungazitheli imanga, ungaziyela zonke lesi sikhathi ezitshela ukuba lokhu eselamandla. Bekela leli lizwe liswanakala, echiya uhlanya lomkakhe lomkhokhela. Lolo hlanya lomfazi bakhetha iziphukuphuku zabantu ukusebenza lazo okubalisa uhlanya lukaprofesor. Ngakubona mina lomuntu wayelala sikhathi sonke emhlanganweni wecabinet. Ngemva kwalokho ebesesithi izinqumo ziyeza emini zivela ngaphi? Umkakhe wabangela udubo ngokwenza uhlanya olungumkakhe labangane bakhe bathathe intambo zobukhokheli. Yikho osekulungisiswa ngabezomvikela. Siyathaba ngalelo nyathelo eselithethwe.
Omunye wabalwa impi yenkululeko osanda ukuxotshwa uhulumende nguMugabe, umnumzana Chinga Dube, uthi uZulu makangethuswa ngokubonakala kwakhe emkhosini wokugcotshwa kwezifundi zekolitshini lezowu wokugqiba izifundo.
Akutsho lutho lokho, lokho kutshengisa ukuthi asiyokhulu. Yithi uyakwazi ukuthi asiyokhulu sizinto kuphela. So laba bathi ikhuba labo bayibona ikhuba umuntu ephuma ihambe isiyayo ku-graduation. So ngiqinisa ukuthi asiyokhulu. Abanangumbuso nangunamntu uhambile ku-graduation. Wakwabona kule khuba umuntu esuka ahambaye ku-graduation. Kutshengisa ukuthi asiyokhulu silungisa izinto kuphela. Akula khuba. Amasotsha uma kude kufa abantu kudutshulwe ngoba nosefile akulamuntu ofileyo.
Kuthi umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yabantwana babalwa impi yenkululeko eye Children of the War Veterans Association, umnumzana Innocent Mhlanga, uthi ukubonakala kwaMugabe emphakathini wokuqala kungaguquli injongo yabo lekazulu weZimbabwe yokuba asuke esikhundleni.
Ukuhamba kwakhe asilandaba lakho, but our main weight is njengabasakhulayo njengabantwana bama veterans, sithi umdala ka step down ngendlela yokuthi into eziningi kade zisiphambanisekile. Abantu bengasalandeli i-constitution yelizwe. Sinika for example enika umfazi wakhe ukuthi ebelokhu engwe ophambili ekhuluma ebantwini, etormenta ama-government officials, etormenta even i-military, ama-institutions e-government, etormenta even u-vice president, abantu abayaphointwayo ngu-president, ebesexhutha abantu almost everywhere ephathini ehulumende khonoko njengabasakhulayo sakufunda. But into ekhona yikuthi abantu ngabasamfuni ukuthi ebelokhu esesikhundleni, including thina njengabantwana bo-veterans, we are saying step it down.
Lo msakazo awusanelisanga ukukhulumisana labohlangothi lwezobudlelwano lozulu kuhlangothi lwabezomvikela ukuzwa umbono wabo kulolu daba lokuvunyelwa kwaMgabe okokuqala selokhu bamgombolozela lemuli yakhe emzini wakhe eBorodel lapho angavunyelwa khona ukuphuma. Nginele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Siyabonga Mavis Gama. Unobhala ubona ngobudlelwano phakathi kwelemelika lamazwe omhlaba, umnumzana Rex Tillerson uthi ukususwa kukahulumende kamongameli Mugabe embusweni libutho kupha ilizwe ithuba lokucanda indlela ezakhokhelela embusweni okhululekileyo ohlonipha amalungelo oluntu njalo oqhuba ukhetho olusuthisa wonke umuntu. UTillerson ukhuthaze ibutho ukuthi liphange libuyisele umbuso ezandleni zabezombusazwe. Umnumzana Tillerson wethule amazwi la ekhuluma emhlanganweni yawenze labaphathintambo bamazwe yase-Afrika ababona ngobudlelwano phakathi kwamazwe abo lamanye. Kunjalo nje umongameli weleBotswana umnumzana Ian Khama laye uthi uMgabe kumele asuke embusweni ngokuphela kokuphela ngoba isihlalo sakhe singayisiso sobukhosi.
I know all of us are following very closely the events in Zimbabwe, and they are concerned to, I know each of you, they are concerned to us as well, and we all should work together for a quick return to civilian rule in that country in accordance with their constitution. Zimbabwe has an opportunity to set itself on a new path, one that must include democratic elections and respect for human rights. Ultimately, the people of Zimbabwe must choose their government. In our conversations today, we have an opportunity to discuss concrete ways that we could help them through this transition.
Aloke ngunobhala ubona ubudlelwano lwemelika lamanye amazwe umnumzana Rex Tillerson. Kunjalo nje amasotsha ahlomileyo yiwo abikwa esebona ngokuhamba kwezimota emgwaqweni emikhulu yelizwe. Vethi amapholisa acine izolo ukubona ngokuhamba kwezimota. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Lokhe abebutho leZimbabwe bethethe intambo zokuqondisa okwenzakala elizweni ngolwesithathu emadabukakusa, amapholisa ahle ahlubulwa ngakho konke abazihlomisa ngakho okugoqela labacuphi labasebenza nsitha. Abachayeli bezimota kunye loZulu bathi abajabule okwamagama bethi sekubetha umoya uma uchayela emigwaqweni yelizwe kulandela ukumiswa kwamapholisa ngokubona ngokuchayela kwezimota emigwaqweni. Umnumzana John Dube osuka eGwanda uthe i-roadblock yinye kuphela uma usiya eGwanda ku-12th Avenue, babuza isithupha kuphela kuye wonke umuntu ohambayo.
Ama roadblock iyi-1 kuphela ku-12 lapha yamasotsha kuphela. Hayi khona ku-school. I-roadblock ekhona ngiyamasotsha ku-12 Avenue. Kuphela. Hayi no bafuni ama-ID kuphela.
Umuntu wonke ohamba.
Bafika bamisa imoto bafuni i-ID akula enye into abayifunayo.
Umchayeli ubeke ithemba Ncube uthe akusela mapholisa bazisebenzela kuhle kodwa uma uphuma kobulawayo yikho lapho okulamasotsha ahlomileyo babuza isithupha kuphela akulamali abayithatha kubachayeli. Ethi uphumule ukuthathelwa imali ngamapholisa ngoba ngolwesithathu kuviki edlule bamthathele isithupha sokuchayela le mali engaba ngamadola angamashumi amabili i-$20 kodwa uyamazi lo mpolisa ebevele esehluphile kobulawayo.
Ah, kulezi nsuku ku-right kakhulu abaseko lamasela lathi sihluphe emgwaqweni. Siyazisebenzela ukuthi langaliphuma izelo yethona singahlakaninga la. Akwayo bakhona sikulamasosi balungisa khona ngapho umgwaqo ukuthi yonke into ibe right. Njalo abafuni abahluphi bantu bazibuzela isithupha kuphela ngakhipha isithupha sakho uyahlulisa. Ya amapholisa ethu lapha wethile bamthathela ilayisensi yami bathatha nemali engange-$20 abazange bambhalela le tikiti. Into yakhona isileviki so angikwazi ukuthi ngizabadinga njani babone njani kodwa ngabantu embazi ngangifuna imali yami le-layisensi yami.
Omunye umchayeli uGeorge Nyathi uthe amapholisa ebehlupha efuna imali njalo nje ethi uma bengekho balenjabulo ngokungabi lamapholisa bafuna inkululeko yabo abangalayo.
These days is especially a problem ukuthi too much ufuna imali lobe kubopha abantu bangona abasayenza umsebenzi wabo they are after money. So lati makungukuthi abakho asiyalisa ukuthi besebenze but abasebenze ngendlela eqondileyo bengabi after money but abaqondise umsebenzi wabo njengamapholisa. Mina from yesterday ngifunizwa ngifunga uba le njabulo because it's been long singabantu abangathi bahluphika that we need change. Since ngazalwayo lokhu esibuswa ngumuntu oyedwa sifuna omunye umuntu ozasicabangela ezintsha. Mina I failed ukuya esikolo just because ama-parents ebengakhona ukumbhadalela bengasebenzi. Sifuna i-change singabulawela i-future just because umuntu oyi-one ongafuni ukuphuma esikhundleni.
Owalwa impi yenkululeko olilunga leZipra Veterans umnumzana Cetshwayo Sithole uthe amapholisa ebeselobugwelegwele obuphambili ngokufuna ukuhlala behlawulisa ngazo zonke izikhathi ethi ngemva kokusebenza kwamasosha kungaqhubeka kungendlela amasosha ami ngakhona emigwaqweni ubugwelegwele osebukhona bungaphela.
Thina mina ngokubona kwami njengomuntu lamo lelilizwe ukukhangela ngakubona ukuthi amasosha bonabo bangabantu abananzelelayo ukuthi umumo nalowo okhona bese kule corruption esabekayo emgwaqweni. For instance, amapholisa yibade behamba bafike bamise imoto bangayisechi but babize umuntu ophethe isikhwama semoto especially imoto ezithwala abantu bafike bababhadalisa imali ukuze bedlule even lakhona phakathi edorobheni into athi sisenzakale. So i-level ye-corruption enyanyisayo esabekayo. So nxa besithi bona bona bayaklina bemisa la masotsha ukuthi bayakhiphe emgwaqweni bademonstrate ukuthi nxa kuthiwa i-roadblock kutshiwona sikubona kuyinto enhle eqakathekileyo ukuthi
iningi labantu lithi amapholisa akhona edolobheni kodwa awahlukuluzi bantu njengakuqala ikakhulu kubatshayeli bezimota ngoba besebelomkhuba wokumisa izimota ingqingaphi ngitsho lakuzibane eziqondisa uhamba kwezimota ama-robots. Ukuchayela phakathi kuka 5th Street lo Leopold Takawira kobulawayo bese kunzima kubachayeli ngoba bese kumele ukhuphe imali kuphela. Ngimele iStudio 7 wobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk lamhla siqhubeka sikhangela ingxabangxoza eselizweni abantu bemelele ukubona ukuthi iyozalwa nkomoni ngomongameli Robert Mugabe okhuthazwa ukuthiya isikhundla. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo wothi ke sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Inhloko kahulumende yakhele Lebanon umnomzana Saad Hariri uthi ubevakatshele kwele Saudi Arabia okulapho abike ngokuthiya kwakhe isikhundla esithi uthethe lelo nyathelo emzameni yokuletha ukuzinza emhlubulweni abakuwo. Ummeli welemelika kumanyani wamazwe omhlaba United Nations ubike ukuba uhulumende wele Sudan uphakathi komkhankaso wokuhlukumeza abamabandla aphikisayo esebenzisa abakubutho. Inhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe angezansi kwezwekazi le-Afrika e-SADC esingenele njalo njengenhlala yenza kudaba lweZimbabwe kulandela ukungahlaliseki kwezombusazwe okusanda qhamuka. Kodwa njengoba intatheli izindaba e-Studio 7 Martin Ngwenya ebika, inhlanganiso le isibonakala njengesitha kunengi kaZulu weZimbabwe.
Be kule nengi elithe kwaxa ema-ofisini e-SADC izolo ngesikhathi ucazulula udaba lweZimbabwe lapho ibutho eseliqondisa umumo ngokuhluthuna intambo zombuso labopha ezinye iziphathamandla zikahulumente kodwa lilandula ukuthi lihluthune umbuso. I-SADC kade yazama ukuxazulula ingxaki zeZimbabwe kusukela ngesikhathi sikamongameli Thabo Mbeki weSouth Africa kodwa kungela mpumela esuthisayo. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe zezwa ubuhlungu ngesikhathi iqhinqo isililo ngemva kokhetho lwaludlodlakelo lwamnyaka 2008 lapho noma nje ibandla le-MDC elibika lwanqoba umongameli Robert Mugabe walela esihlalweni. Umbeki wayesithi yena ufuna udaba lweZimbabwe lulungiswe ngenkulumo yahatshi ngokulwisana owayekubiza ngokuthi yi-quiet diplomacy okwacunula iningi leZimbabwe ngoba befuna i-SADC ikhulume ngelizwi eliqatha nalocacileyo ngokwenziwa ngumbuso kaMugabe. Ukuphuma kukambeki ngo-2011 esikhundleni akuzange kulethe inguquko. Umongameli Jacob Zuma laye gida ingoma yenkokheli eningi e-SADC ngaphandle kukamongameli Ian Khama Sirisa Khama weBotswana yena ongagudli iguma uma ichothoza okwenziwa ngumgabe. Kuyona le iviki i-SADC iyeqele njalo phakathi kodaba lweZimbabwe ezithola njalo iselihlweni lezwe ngemva kokungahlaliseki kwezombusazwe kulandela ukuxotshwa kwayengumsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa. Kodwa ngesikhathi isiphathamandla esiphuma emazweni awe-SADC akhangela ezombusazwe ezomvikela kanye lokuthula e-SADC Troika on Politics, Defense and Security zifika eHebron kuyona le iviki zithole umumo womkhathi ungajayelekanga. Iningi lithi alifuni i-SADC eduze lodaba lweZimbabwe kwaze kwavulwa ikhasi enkundleni zeulenjini elithi No to SADC elibone abantu abafika inkulungwane ezingamashumi amathathu i-30,000 bencindezela amagama abo besekela lowo mkhankaso. Omele inothoni edalele ephalamende okade eseHebron utshele amalunga e-Troika uthi i-SADC kayifunakali eZimbabwe esithi ilizwe lizazilungisela ingxaki zayo. Kukanti omunye owenhlanganiso ye-Youth Advocacy for Reform and Democracy iYAD umnumzana Dinotenda Mungu laye uthi akumelanga i-SADC izihluphe ngoba vele imizamo yenhlanganiso le kayikaze incede. Ngitsho labanye kwele Botswana abasaboni uncedo lwe-SADC. Kundaba zeZimbabwe intatheli zindaba umnumzana Pako Libana uthi inhlanganiso ye-SADC izahlala ivikela labo abaphuma kumabandla awaletha inkululeko kumazwe ayisaziwa ngokuthi ngama-front line states. Kodwa noma kunjalo umgcinihlalo we-SADC Troika on Politics, Defense and Security unkosikazi Maite Nkowana Mashabane wokwele South Africa uthi i-SADC ilokhu iqakathekile ekubanguleni ingxaki zeZimbabwe. Kodwa inengi lithe leyi i-SADC eliyaziyo ngemva kokuba umhlangano weHebron uthi kumele kubanjwe omunye umhlangano kukhulunywe ngodaba lweZimbabwe besithi lokhu akuncedi ngalutho. Okwakhathesi kukhanya i-SADC eyinhlanganiso ineni eZimbabwe elithanda ukuyizonda. NginguMartin Ngwenya owe ndaba ze-Studio 7 ngeseHebron kwele Botswana.
Kwezemidlalo, imidlalo yenguqu kusigaba se-Castle Laga Premier Soccer League iyaqhubeka ngempelaviki kulo mdlalo ogobhozisa amathe phakathi kweqembu le-FC Platinum leLengezi Platinum Stars. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji uyalandisa.
Iqembu elihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo ele-FC Platinum lizemukela iLengezi Platinum Stars lona elihlezi kundawo yesithathu engalaneni enkundleni emandaba. iqembu lesiplatinum likhokhela ngemiklomelo emibili njengoba le miklomelo ngamachuma isithupha lesithupha kuthele ngezi le miklomelo ngamachuma isithupha lani okulinani liphethwe liqembu ledynamo selihlezi kundawo yesibili. Umqeqeshi weqembu le-FC Platinum uNomen Mabheza uthi iqembu lakhe kumele linqobe le nkezi ukuze libe sesimeni esihle sokuphakamisa isicoco.
Ngomunye wemidlalo emikhulu kithi, sesiphezulu ngemiklomelo emibili okwakhathesi, amehle onke sikhangele kithi, sokuba yinto engalula. Sokumele sinqobe kumdlalo wethu le nkezi ukuthi siphumelele. Kutsho ukuthi sokudingeka ukuba sisebenze gadalala.
Komunye umdlalo ozadlalwa kusasa ngomgqibelo iqembu leBantu Rovers lizadlala lele Dynamo senkundleni eBarber Field. Njalo iqembu leTimbari lizabe lithiye ukuba izimbamgodi zeFC Platinum lele nkezi ziphazamisane ukuze lona libe sendaweni yenhle yokuphakamisa isicoco. Ngesonto kule midlalo emibili enkundleni eLuveve lapho iqembu leHawumani lizemukela khona eleShapane mayini ngehola lakuqala emini kuthi ngehola lesithathu iqembu leChicken Inn lizadlala lele Chapungu. Intshantshu zanyakenye iqembu leCape United lizadlala lele Bulawayo City enkundleni eNational Sports Stadium. Iqembu leAda lizemukela ile Highlanders ngaseRofaro. Amaqembu alwisa ukugunyulwa kwisigaba saphezulu athi elewange leHarare City azadibana eColliery. Iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizemukela ele ZTC Kariba eMorris Depot ukuthi ele Triangle lizadibana leCholocho ngaseGibo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Woza Friday, lamhlanje ku Woza Friday silomculi weZimbabwe osehlala kwele South Africa uBothwell Nkomo. Wazakala ngegama lokuthi bekezela, yena wenza izimanga emzansi ngengoma yakhe ethiwa yona bekezela. Asizweni okunengi kuvela ku Ezra Jesus Banda.
Abantu abaningi bamazi ngokuthi nguBozo, usedume ngokuthi ngubekezela umfana kaNkomo. Izade lakhe elitsha alibiza igama lokuthi ngubekezela lidlama langabi kulezi nsuku. Abantu bathanda ukuthi bakwazi kahle kahle umfana kaNkomo.
Salibonani bakithi, ibizo ngingubekezela Bothwell Nkomo. Ngazalelwa esibhedlela sasempilo koBulawayo, ngakhulela eGwanda eWilonke. Ngikhuliswa ngugogo lokhulu. Okweminyaka nje emibili nje emithathu ngaze ngangena nje isikolo, ngase ngisiya koBulawayo sengisafunda izifundo zami zebanga eliphansi, u-grade 1 to grade 7. Ngaqhubekisela njalo eHlathi Secondary School sengisenza imfundo yesigaba esiphezulu, form 1 to form 4. Ekukhuleni kwami nje kwabayikho khona lokho ukuthi ngakhula ngingumuntu nje othanda nje ukuhlabelela ngaso sonke isikhathi.
Nankumqinde, nankumnyanya, siyashadisa namhla. Ase namhlophe, mama, 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 mama. Ase namhlophe, ase namhlophe, mama.
Ukubekezela kuyinto enhle empilweni. Njengoba wawukhanya ke ulesiphiwo sokuhlabela, kwaba nzima yini ukuthi uhlabele useZimbabwe?
Ekukhuleni kwami-ke ngase ngiqhubekisela izifundo zami sengisafundela eze-art emakhosi Performing Arts Academy, lapho into engiqeda khona isimo somnotho ekhaya eZimbabwe singasavumi sesintengantenga. Ngase ngifisa ukuthi ukuze ngiphumelele kungangcono ngiyehlangana nabaculi abafana nabo Ringo ebengikhangelele kubo phezulu eGoli. Iphuza kwami-ke sengisiza kwele South Africa-ke akuzange kube lula ekufikeni kwami-ke. Ngafunda okuningi, ngizama ukuthola indlela nomkhandla ukuthi ngingene phakathi emculweni. Kodwa ngagcina ngiwutholile-ke ekugcineni, ngase ngisenza ingoma ethi bekezela. Yasiyaduma-ke, yagcwala nje, yabemetheka.
Mosuku khala ngilinde ngiyabuya wewe, bekezela ngilinde ntombi, ngilinde ngiyabuya dalibe, bekezela
yona ingoma leyo bekezela isimemethekile njalo isihluphile wena vele ke mfana kaNkomo kukhona yini kwakwenza oba nomdlandla ukuthi ube ngiculi
njengoba sengishilo ngaphambilini ukuthi bengi-inspire kakhulu ngabaculi base be-Afro-Jazz ebebedume kakhulu ngapha eMzantsi Afrika aboJabu Khanyile, umama uBusi Mhlongo, Ringo Madlingozi kunye nje nabanye ekade bekubambe lo mculo-ke abafana nabo babo Oliver Mtukudzi nabo Hugh Masekela bengifuna nami ukufika kulelo zinga-ke ngibe nenhlanhla ngoba ngisayinwe ikhampani enkulu kakhulu kulo nyaka abacelebrate iminyaka emithathu bekule industry engamashumi amathathu rather bekule industry ngikhuluma ngeGhetto Raff ibo abangisayinileyo ke ngikusame company noVusi Nova noNtando noNathi lapho as well. So ngiyajabula kakhulu ukuba ngifike kulelo zinga ngifike kuleso sigaba.
Malifuni ma Ginecebo ma Africa Malifuni ma Kandile libale lithi mali mali
mali mali Liyo ingoma le imali ngizayithumela itholakala kulona idlala desilchaya manje ukukhumbuze phela abalaleli ngezandla lakho ukuthi litholakala njani njalo ngapi bekezele
idlala desiliphumile kanye le video isiphumile ividiyo isekhona ku YouTube kanye ledlala phela khona ku YouTube iTunes Spotify Google Play Deezer abantu banga thola ithuba nje lokuthi bangene bathi bekezela kanti kuma social media etibekezela music for Twitter kanti ekubekezela music njalo ku Instagram ubekezela ku Facebook bekezela Nkomo iligama engisebenzisayo. Ngiyabonga kakhulu Voice of America ukuthi linginikezele ithuba elingaka istory sam isaleso udaba lwami lona nalelo olokubekezela ngisemba imigodi ngizama zonke indlela ngisebenza ukuba li waiter ukuze ngize ngifike kulesi sigaba engiso sona. Ngakho ke imessage engilayo umlayezo engilayo umbiko engiphathele abantu iwona lo ukuthi bekezela. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Udla amalangabi umculo kabekezela uyavutha uthathisa abaningi umphekwe kamnandi isikhathi bakwethu sendlu yokumangoye besiphetheke umfana kaNkomo uBhozo Bhozo bekezela Nkomo asiphumeni kanje ngayobekezela ngoba kumele empilweni sibekezele kuze kulunge kuphela. Ngithi woza 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 Friday bekezela mlaleli kumele Studio 7 eLondon ngiyenza thiza sibaya
ngiyabuya dalela shuba malanga telu ngibonzo zandwa sami nokuzina kutha zandwa sami Shuba malanga Kiboni sandwa sami Sandwa sami na kutina kutana Sandwa sami na kukumbu Bege zela Gili zendo Gia Gili zi Nyabu ya taliwa Bege zela Gili zendo Gia
Bekezela ingoma emnandi kuhlelo lwethu Woza Friday olusigqibela ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele inhloko zendaba zethu zalamhlanje. Amphalwa impi yenkululeko lamhlanje baphe uMongameli Mgabe ilanga elilodwa ukuthi achiye isikhundla njalo aphume aphelele elizweni. UMongameli Robert Mgabe ubonakale kwakuqala emkhosini wokugcotshwa kwezifundi. Igama uChris Gande lilale sisilichiya ke kuStudio 7 Live Talk lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.